From Lab People Stadium here in Mobile, Alabama, I'm Miles Simmons with day three of your Senior Bowl practice reports. Today I was watching the north side in practice here, and I was watching these one-on-ones. It's one of the best parts of this event. And so that means, you know, you're talking about offensive, defensive linemen, but I was kind of concentrating more on these one-on-one matchups between the wide receivers and the cornerbacks. And I've got to say, you know, we talked about Cooper Kupp yesterday and everything that he's been able to do. And yes, he was still pretty darn impressive here on Thursday, but also you look at some of these other wide receivers. You got a guy like Trent Taylor. He's a smaller wide receiver, but he's somebody who's from Louisiana Tech, had a lot of success there, and I think he has a chance to be a pretty good slot receiver in the league because of the way he can run sharp routes, and also it doesn't look like he's afraid to go over the middle, make a strong catch, and then get into the end zone. So I thought he was pretty impressive. And then also Zay Jones, he's from Eastern Carolina, and he made some really nice plays on the outside as well. So again, you look at these wide receivers, you can see they've got good skills, good ball skills, and they're challenging these corners. But one of the tough things I think you can notice out here is that they're working with unfamiliar quarterbacks, and sometimes that can affect what goes on. You see some drops, you see some errant throws. The chemistry, the timing may not necessarily be there, but what comes through is the route running. And if you can be a good, sharp, precise route runner, well, I think that is going to make a very good impression on the scouts, on the coaches, on the GMs, and then that's what's going to get you to this next level and get you picked in the draft, or hey, maybe even picked up as an undrafted free agent. So that's all from day three here at the Senior Bowl. Be sure to stay tuned for more coverage right here on theRams.com.